Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, and we are going to switch gears in a moment or so and bring on Jeff Bennett. Is he on with us already yet, Paul? Okay, he'll be calling in just a moment or so. But this immigration, so-called immigration reform bill we're talking about is something that is the culmination of years and years of sellout lobbyists, the Bush administration, all of them pandering to this concept of multilateralism and this business of eradicating and erasing our borders. CAFTA, of course, the Central American Free Trade Agreement, was just the last nail in the coffin. You know, it's always sold to us by the Hannitys and the Limbaughs and even some of these so-called free market economists, the Walter Williams and people like that, who have sold out for a mess of pottage as a free market mechanism, which, of course, it's not. It's not freedom. It's not free markets when you submit to a higher governmental authority, which decides ultimately which way the trading is going to go. And that's why we have GATT, and that's why we have WTO, and that's why they're pushing FTAA right now. These are agreements which, once again, take American sovereignty and put them under the control of these international power grabbers. So it's not freedom. It's not free markets. It's not free enterprise, ultimately. It's more regionalization and more international governmental control. Have I said it well enough? Jeff Bennett, welcome to the program.
How are you, my friend?
All right. I'm doing very well, and thanks to be with us again every other week on Thursday nights.
Always happy to be so. I was working on client records and orders and a lot of things like that and proposals for people, and all of a sudden I looked up, and oh, my God, it's 8 o'clock. It's time for Ricky.
There you go. There you go. Time has a way of escaping us.
That it does.
You know, there's a lot to talk about, and one of the things I want to get your viewpoint on, of course, is ultimately what is going on with GM and Ford. I know, and I'm sure many others know, but there are people who have pensions who worked for GM. I know many of them who worked in Detroit, seeing everything in front of them and wondering what kind of a future they're going to have. And I want you to address that, what ultimately is happening with the dollar, what is happening with the Fed, Mr. Bernanke, and, of course, what is happening on the stock market. So all of this we're going to entrust to your good care, my friend.
Oh, my goodness gracious. One lays a load upon me.
Oh, yes. Well, I think your shoulders are quite broad enough and capable of carrying that load, more so than I, that's for sure. So we'll have people, if they want to now, jump aboard, get a question pertaining to this subject. Don't be shy, because if you don't ask the question, you might not get the answer. Because
that's very true.
We can't think of everything here. So call us toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. That's the online number, and the number for Republic Trading, Jeff Bennett, is 800-691-7898, and if you haven't availed yourself of the opportunity, hey, shame on you, because nothing ventured, nothing gained. He's not going to take your number. He's not going to put you in a harassment pool. He's just going to answer your questions if you want him to. 800-691-7898, and you'll be helping RBN, whatever you do and decide to do, is important to us. Okay, we'll be back. Jeff Bennett to start off the program in this hour. Uncensored Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Okay, we're back now. Jeff Bennett is with us. And, Jeff, let me just start off by asking you, what is going on with Detroit?
Well, I spoke about this earlier in the week. I was asked to fill in for John Stadtmuller on the National Intel Report for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that was the point in time where Ford Motor Company announced that they were following suit with General Motors. They were laying off. Let's say just flat putting 30,000 people out of work and closing 14 of their plants worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I don't know is if that included one of their Mexican plants, which they highly touted some years ago because they're maybe moving it to China. I don't know.
Yeah.
But would you couple that with, I believe, General Motors' similar announcements, that's somewhere near 60,000 more Americans being put out of work that will never, ever, ever have a chance of making the kind of money again that they've been making. Some of those may be, you know, nearing retirement anyway. That's not the issue. The issue is we've handled things badly in this country. We have made it too easy for foreigners to dump their goods upon us. And so now we face this, 28, 29-odd plants, many of them, most of them in this country. I think you brought up the point about what's going to happen to their pension and retirement funds, and I'm afraid that they're going to get probably shaved as so many others have.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to get the same health and medical benefits in their retirement years that they were promised. The automotive manufacturers, like many other manufacturing businesses in this country, at least those few who still exist, we certainly know that the furniture industry has all but disappeared in this nation. as an example, that's devastated the Carolinas and Georgia, et cetera, as well as the textiles in most instances. More and more people being put out to pasture. How many people can possibly go to Walmart to get a job as a greeter?
Well, you see, we are a retail society now. We have gone from a producer economy to a consumer economy.
Absolutely, and no economy can survive that.
No, and steel is the key word here. The steel industry is all but vanished. Now, no nation can defend itself, especially this nation, America. If it need to defend itself in the future.
If they have to import steel.
If we have to depend on foreign steel. And this is being done, I believe, deliberately, intentionally, as we have shown over the years. And it's being done right under our noses. And you know what? The average guy on the street, he's trained and brainwashed into asking the question, not what's happening to us, but who won the game last week? Was it the Steelers?
You know, that's
was it the Patriots? You know, this is what I hear all the time. You know?
Here's what's interesting about that comment. A very good friend and a client of mine who lives in Scottsdale, Pennsylvania. It's mm-hmm. in the Pittsburgh area.
Mm-hmm.
The morning after the Steelers won the game last week and, of course, solidified their berth in the Stupid Bowl, JCPenney's had received over 15,000 I don't know if it was dollars or whatever, dollars or items that all were, of course, promoting the Steelers. And my friend said, you know, why do they keep calling it the Pittsburgh Steelers? We haven't had steel in this area mm-hmm. in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I never quite thought about it that way. And I've spent some time back in that area, but he's absolutely right. There is no steel industry in this nation anymore. There are people who will help put it together, but it's all been either produced elsewhere or imported from elsewhere and possibly fabricated here. I don't know. I never did know if it was the truth or not, but there was a lot of rumor that the steel that came out of the World Trade Center was sold as scrap to China so that they could smelt it and rework it and ship
it
back to
it. It was taken there to China off the crime scene so nobody could inspect it. And
absolutely.
Find out who absolutely was responsible for bringing the towers down. But, you know, this is something, this automotive industry, that gets me going a little bit. You know, the reason it gets me angry is because I'm hearing all these brilliant, with the word brilliant in quotes, economists and talk show hosts and people like that who are, you know, doing their own thing on their own program and saying, you know what's really going on here? Americans just simply can't make a good car anymore. And I rebel at that notion because while that is somewhat true, no question about it, there are other factors that these talk show hosts will not and are not talking about as far as I'm concerned. And one of those things happens to be the fact that American industry is so burdened with overtaxation, overregulation, and all of these built-in costs that if they wanted to, they could not compete. That is overlooked by these talk show hosts and these so-called great wizards of economics. Huh, Jeff?
I agree, and there's nights I want to tear my hair out. I listen to these guys, although I have to be honest, the last couple of weeks I've tuned them all out. I don't have time to listen to them. I'm obviously quite busy on behalf of Republic Trading. I can't keep the TV going, the ticker tapes, the computer running all the time.
And you're not missing much, let me tell you, Jeff.
Well, I'm sure I'm not, and I suppose I could have been asleep the last 5 years and awakened and found out it was pretty much the same story.
Yes.
Which is quite sad, but I think that the automotive industry is nothing but indicative of what we've witnessed take place in this country over the past quarter of a century. It is the complete neutering of America in every respect.
Well, I mean, does the phrase, as goes Detroit, goes the nation, ring a bell?
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some years ago, of course, let me interject something. I thought about this a couple minutes ago. There are those who are going to say, well, we don't understand what your problem is. You know, we're building BMWs in this country now. We've got a Mercedes plant. We've got Nissan is being built here and Toyota and their joint ventures with GM and they're building cars here. So, you know, we may be closing some of these American plants down, but that's okay. We're building, you know, cars that have imported names on them, but it's still being done here. There's only a fraction of those people that lose their jobs that have an opportunity to get involved with these new plants.
Mm-hmm.
We're still being taken over by foreigners in every respect. And they're doing everything they can to damage the American way of life.
Do you remember reading about the days when there were dozens of automobile companies in America?
Of course.
I mean, yeah, I know it goes back quite a few decades, but
I grew up in the 50s. You know, I was born in the late 40s, grew up in the 50s, and by the time I was 7, nobody in my family could understand. I knew the name and model of every stinking car coming down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just
GM and Ford.
And Studebakers, and, you know, it just went on. Nash Rambler, of course, and or the Nash.
American Motors Corporation.
Then it became American Motors, and then, of course,
went bye-bye.
They sucked up Jeep, and Chrysler sucked up them, and now the Germans, through Daimler, have sucked up Chrysler.
There you go.
And, of course, then they bled Chrysler dry, which led to a class action lawsuit by the stockholders because they felt they'd been lied to. But I'm sure there's nothing that'll ever come of that.
Mm-hmm.
So these things are sad. We're facing them all.
Yeah, I mean, are they not symbolic or indicative of a much larger problem here that people don't see? They're not understanding what's happening to America. As you point out, it's not just that industry, but it's all industry now. And we hear of outsourcing, we hear of offshoring, but we're being told by these same genius economists that we're living in a global economy now. And if we don't get with the program, it's only going to get worse. Heaven forbid that we get back to any form of protectionism, any form of relieving industry of the regulations and taxations to make them more competitive. Oh, no, we need to import more than we export. We need to be part of the global economy. You hear that all the time?
Constantly, and I'm to the point I grow weary of it. I could not go to work for somebody today. Number one, you'd never know from week to week if you're going to be working for an American-owned company anymore. And frankly, the day you go to work for them, they're liable not to be an American-owned company anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I have no problem. If I know going in and I'm working for a global organization that's spread all over the place, that's one thing. My son was talking to me a couple weeks ago that he's been offered a position at American Express. And I said, you better talk to my brother, his uncle, about it. I said, because that's the same position he had, and about every 6 to 8 months they clean house and ship those jobs overseas.
Mm-hmm.
So they're bringing you in to help establish things, and they're going to boot you out in the street.
Mm-hmm.
American Express? I think it's New Delhi Express today.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't got nothing to do with the sandwich, folks.
That's for sure. You know, and the thing is, from the worker's point of view, heaven forbid that you have one black mark now on your credit report. You know, you return the library book late or something happened that's a glitch. Now a prospective employer looks at that, and if he sees anything he doesn't like, hey, guess what? I think we'll overlook your application for a job. That's how far it's gotten. People
Absolutely.
Don't realize that.
No, they don't. And I know we've got to go to a break for a moment. When we come back, Rick, there's a piece that I really want to share with the audience. Greg Szymanski covered it in brief on his program last week.
Mm-hmm.
I covered it on John's program somewhat more in depth on, I believe it was Monday, during the first hour. You may not share some of the same listeners that are on John's program or Szymanski's.
Oh, no. No, they're all different.
It's a column entitled Collapse of the U.S. Economy Imminent.
Mm-hmm.
And I am getting calls about this issue every single day. The rumors about what the BATF can now do to your private savings and your safety deposit boxes.
You heard about Bank of America and
Security, the whole Bank of America, et cetera.
Yep.
I have personally spoken to one of my clients whose wife works for Bank of America. She has verified it to be absolutely factual. And just in the event your audience has not heard the whole story, I really want to share it with them, and we'll do it as rapidly as we possibly can, because I think it's important. It's not. I don't tell it to scare people, but to warn people of what, in fact, could be right around the corner within a matter of days or weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And with so much that we've heard from Lindsay Williams and others,
absolutely,
this has to be listened to.
No question about it. And this is the network to listen to it on. RBNLive.com. Rick Adams and Jeff Bennett. We shall return and we'll take calls in a little while. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be back. Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Okay, we're back, and we are speaking with Republic Trading. And, of course, Jeff Bennett is Republic Trading, Republic Broadcasting Network. Jeff, what are you hearing about the economic situation and what may happen?
Well, you know, there's lots of rumors out there, and I get more and more fearful each day. And I have to be very careful, Rick, because about 6 years ago, 7 years ago, this whole nation got caught up in the Y2K scare, and so there's times that you know there's been enough crying of wolf that after a while you start to ignore it all, but the moment you begin to ignore it is the moment they begin to sneak it up on us.
Exactly.
Last Saturday, there was a article published on a website called Belacio, BellaCiao.org, entitled Collapse of U.S. Economy Imminent, and I'm going to run through this as rapidly as I can. The article states, in its attempt to establish a world empire dominating every nation on the planet, the U.S. has exhausted its ability to finance the expansion, and the country now faces imminent financial collapse. From all indications, it looks like 2006 will spell the end for America as we know it. He says, consider these 5 points. The U.S., Great Britain, and Israel are preparing to attack Iran. As it appears, the main reason for invading Iraq was to stop it from selling oil in euros. Likewise, Iran has plans to dump the dollar come March of 06. And, of course, that's what Williams has been talking about. Point two, U.S. Treasury Secretary John Snow issued a warning recently that the U.S. government is on the verge of collapse as the statutory debt limit imposed by Congress of $8.184 trillion would be reached by mid-February. The government would then be unable to continue its normal operations. It says, considering the current total U.S. debt stands at $8.162 trillion, once the official debt ceiling of 8.184 is reached, the U.S. government's credit abroad, in other words, its borrowing power, will be gone. Those countries, mainly China, who presently keep America afloat by holding U.S. Treasury notes, will most likely no longer continue doing so. Now, Rick, the interesting thing is these first two points are extremely important things to look at. However, it's the third one that has drawn the most amount of attention. Bank of America and Compass Bank managers have been instructing their employees in the last few weeks on how to respond to customer demands in the event of a collapse of the U.S. economy, specifically telling their employees that only agents from the Department of Homeland Security will have authority to decide what belongings customers may have from their safety deposit boxes, and that precious metals and other valuables will not be released to U.S. citizens.
Freedom, says Bush. Freedom.
That's right. The bank employees have been strictly prohibited from revealing the bank's new guidelines to anyone. So the next time, well, I won't even bother with the last sentence because it's a waste. The one that says, next time you visit your bank, ask them about it. Hell, Rick, that's going to put up a red flag faster than you can shake a stick, and you know it.
I can't conceive of anyone having a safety deposit box anymore.
Well,
in this economy.
Well, neither can I, but I actually did get a call from a gentleman an hour before airtime who has heard rumors about this. Of course, he heard it in terms of the BATF. He's concerned. What am I going to, you know, he's a BATF, confiscation. What, you know, where the heck are you going to put your stuff? How's it going to be safe? Well, the first thing is you get it out of that damn safety deposit box. You don't tell your neighbors you've got it. You shut up about it. What are you going to do? Hey, I went down to my safety deposit box and got my goods out, and I stored it under my bed. Why don't you just hit me in the head and take it now? Point number four in this letter. FEMA has activated, according to this column, and is currently staffing its vast network of empty internment camps with armed military personnel, unknown to most Americans. These large federal facilities are strategically positioned across the United States landscape to manage the population in the event of a terrorist attack, a civilian uprising, large-scale dissent, or an insurrection against the government.
Osama's looking for you, Bush.
Oh, boy, is he ever. Don't you notice how Osama gets drug up out of the ashes every time we need to prep something?
Yeah, and he's taller, he's got a bigger beard, and he's got smaller toenails.
That I had not noticed.
Yeah, he's a different
really
Osama.
Don't care.
But it doesn't matter, because it's Al-Qaeda.
Absolutely. That evil, evil thing. Well, point number five states the Patriot Act and the U.S. Senate's vote to ban habeas corpus on November 14th, along with Bush's having signed executive orders giving him sole authority to impose martial law, suspend habeas corpus, and ignore the Posse Comitatus Act, have together pretty much destroyed any notions of freedom and justice for Americans. His final summation says the U.S. economy is broken, the U.S. is bankrupt, the unchecked spending by this administration, the illegally waged wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, the cost of unprecedented weapons and military buildup. It just, it goes on and on. But the offshoot is, he says, beware, we stand at the threshold of total ruin. Anyone doubting what I have just said, send me an email, jeff@federalobserver.com. I will be glad to send you the complete article, you know, more than what I've just shared with you on the air, and it will also have the link to the column. You can check out its validity for yourself.
Fair enough.
jeff@federalobserver.com. Just mark in the, I guess, in the subject line of U.S. Request U.S. economy. I'll send it out to you.
You bet. All right. We got that break now. When we come back, we'll intermingle some calls with more conversation, and it will be sober. I promise you that, as you can hear. Jeff Bennett and Rick Adams, stay tuned for more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic amp, antenna, line out, and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Well, we're back now, the final 27 minutes, and we have callers already lined up to speak with you, Jeff.
Well, let's give it a shot.
Here's one of them who is no stranger to controversy, no stranger to direct questioning of our guest, and that is Clinton in Wisconsin. Hello, Clinton.
Well, good evening, Rick. Good evening, Jeff.
Good evening, Clinton. How are you tonight?
How's the weather on the east side tonight?
Well, it's pretty cold up here where I am, Glenn.
Yeah, we've hardly had any snow here in Milwaukee, but I'll tell you something, Jeff. The numbers you were talking about, 60,000, that people losing their jobs are specifically in the plants themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's right. That doesn't count all the subsidiaries and the supportive businesses or anything else.
Yeah, that's Milwaukee, gentlemen. That's what I'm trying to discuss. Primary contractor, Johnson Controls, right here in Milwaukee.
Right.
And then there's, dozens and dozens of small manufacturers who do things like the molding for the armrests and so on and so forth.
Sure.
A significant part of the manufacturing base of the Milwaukee region, which is part of the Rust Belt in our country. So one thing I want to help people understand and stress is that they need to talk to Jeff to buy some gold to prepare to get a monetary currency that they can use to buy and sell with one another. But the second thing you learn is, when you lose your freedom, is that you have to revert to making things. And it's really interesting to me how all these people are losing their jobs, are no longer able to make things, and not talking as much about learning to make something else that people are going to need. For example, the formulary books that I talked about.
Correct.
And go on to Telnet. Don't go to Google. You're not going to find this stuff in Google. These are old books that are on the shelves in your libraries. And your municipal libraries have books on formularies. For example, Von Nostrand's Practical Formulary. Another one called Practical and Industrial Formulary. You want to be able to learn how to be self-sufficient and make things and trade them for gold and silver.
Amen.
Clinton, let me ask you a question. Why don't you explain to the audience what your definitions of formulary is? That's a word that's going to be foreign to a lot of our listeners. Share
well, you could just really simplify it, Jeff, by calling it the recipe for cakes. You know, half a cup of sugar. A formulary is a word that describes a body of knowledge about the components and assemblies, ingredients, chemicals, compositions of things in our environment. For example, one of these companies around Milwaukee, probably several of them, specialize in formularies for certain types of plastics that they mold the armrests in for the vehicles. That's why they won the contract with Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We talk about this, and it's only been about 6 weeks ago General Motors made their announcement. But to prove the point you're bringing up, Clinton, everybody forgets that just a couple weeks before the problem Delphi was in. Well, Delphi was a major supplier of products for General Motors, i.e. ostensibly they were a division thereof. But that's just one more perfect example. So when you hear the numbers about all the people in the factories who lost their jobs, they forget to add the numbers back in there for Delphi. Now you're bringing up the Johnson people, and it's going to be devastating, absolutely devastating.
Yeah, so very important for people to learn how to be independent as much as possible. For example, RBN Network could establish a line, a formulary, things that people are going to mm-hmm. need to use. For example, when I was in prison, I was a money launderer, all right? I made caps and belts, and then I traded them to the pimps and the drug dealers that exchanged them for their goods and services, and we sent the product through the hobby shop so that the pimp or the drug dealer could get money in his account. Then I got the hat back and smoked some pot, okay?
Oh, my.
You got to learn how to, well, I'm telling you, guys, when you lose your freedom,
yep.
When you lose your freedom,
you're on your own, buddy.
You have something to do.
The problem is, Rick, is that Clinton is absolutely right, because whether we are behind prison bars or not, we are all ultimately currently in some form of a prison.
Yeah, right.
And it's going to get worse and worse.
Yeah.
And so we may mock the people on the street for the things they do, but we are about to become the people on the street.
No, absolutely.
And
we
better learn their ways quickly.
Clinton, it bears repeating over and over again what you just said tonight, and I think RBN would do well to do just that, what you say on the forums, on the network, on our site. I think that's a great suggestion.
Yeah, so we'll talk about it again, and I'll say in closing then, gentlemen, that two can keep a secret when one is dead.
That's it.
Thank you, Clinton. He also has a very wry sense of humor. All right. Excellent points, though. Let's take some more calls, Jeff. Paul from Fort Lauderdale. Hi, Paul.
Yeah, hi there.
Good evening, Paul.
Hi. Good to hear you, Jeff. Yeah, we got a cold wave going on down here. It's going all the way down to 58 tonight. Terrible, terrible.
You lucky stiff.
Well, it's going to go back up in the mid-70s tomorrow, so it won't be too bad.
All right.
But anyway, the reason I called...
Sure.
Was that I'm torn between two opposing scenarios here. I'm watching everything that's going on here, and you know, on the one hand, all through history, you know, governments, empires, countries have been born. They've had their lifespan, and for one reason or another, they've just declined through the natural course of events.
Mm-hmm.
However, it seems to me, on the other hand, that someone or some group of people are behind the scenes manipulating people and events to deliberately cause the downfall of the United States. Now, I am tending to lean towards the latter, because I can't believe people in government and in business can be this stupid. I mean, look at
Not
Ford.
Even Bush?
Hmm?
Not even Georgie Porgy?
George, I don't think he's running the show up there. I'm not really sure.
Well,
who
if
is.
You saw him at the press conference today, he was so frightened by a microphone that was dangling. I think he almost jumped out of his socks.
But assuming the latter scenario is true, I just like Jeff's opinion on that.
Yeah.
And who's the eye at the top of the pyramid on the back of the dollar bill? I guess that's the bottom line.
I could say it's probably Dick Cheney, but who knows? It changes every few years.
Well, even Dick Cheney has a boss.
Well, that's true. There's no two ways about it.
I'm afraid that
Dick Cheney is probably Junior's boss, but that's only at the behest of Daddy. But you're right. The bosses go much, much higher.
They're much higher than Daddy, too.
One, if they're standing, if we go back to the economic, the founding of the Federal Reserve is a good example. The Federal Reserve was founded because the Rothschilds had already taken over the entire economic and banking system throughout the rest of the world. We were the last pearl in the ocean. Well, they've pretty much taken over the rest of the world in every other respect, so once again, we're the last pearl of the ocean. Destroy the United States, and you can destroy the individual nation states and sovereignties throughout the world.
If you're going to destroy the old world order, America has to go.
Absolutely.
You have to destroy the dollar, which is like in March. I believe you already mentioned that they're going to demand euro dollars for their oil.
Correct.
But somebody in Europe is pulling the strings on this thing.
It's not even just one somebody. It's a group. It's a coterie. It's a satanic system. And that system extends throughout the world. That's why
there's a massive brotherhood, and they're all involved.
All the nations of the world in Bible prophecy, they all have to be on an even keel. They all have to be brought to the same level. That means America has to be brought down,
right.
The other nations like China brought up, and then we can be melded and merged into a one-world system. That is the object of this group.
I have said for a long time, we don't have to worry about invasion at our back door. We don't have to worry about submarines on our shores or nuclear. We've been invaded through the retail mechanism of Walmart.
Yeah, and, you know, what's really a shame is that people are so distracted by this foolishness, you know, sports and everything else.
Right.
If you try to have an intelligent conversation with someone and tell them, you know, what's going on, I mean, I've tried it, and they look at me like I'm one of the aliens from the Roswell crash.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
The only way that you'll ever be able to reach anyone is to start at the very basic beginning. What affects them? It's their pocketbook. It's their own jobs. If we start talking about global takeovers and New World Order and conspiracies, they're not going to listen to it.
No.
Don't even open up the words with, the Federal Reserve isn't federal and blah, blah, blah. Forget it. You got to talk to them about the jobs, the loss of their buying power, the effect of their pocketbooks.
That's the thing that counts.
They got a lousy raise, but so what? Because the cost of their health insurance has offset the raise, if the company they work for even provides health insurance.
Or if there's any company at all.
Exactly.
They get done with us. But anyway, thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you, Paul.
Nice to hear you again, Jeff.
You've only stirred my visceral juices more. Thank you, Sir Paul. 800-313-9443. Get a pencil ready, a paper. Get ready, because Jeff's going to tell you what he can do for you, how he can help you, and help RBN at the same time in the next 10 minutes or so.
Good deal.
All right? Let us take more calls,
800-313-9443.
A lot of activity on the phones this past week. Now that we're past the holidays, we're into the new year. People are getting nervous. There's war talk again. The neocons are at it again. All of the front men they have in talk radio are doing their thing. We're seeing gas prices rise now. Just as we said, they'll never come back down again. They're headed up and up and up. And that is where they're taking us. Just the talk alone of sanctions is driving, giving them the excuse to drive up the price of oil, Jeff, as you can see.
Just the talk of sanctions. I got to tell you, the requests we're getting on my email right now, if you want copies of this piece we share with you about the coming collapse of the U.S. economy, send me an email, Jeff, J-E-F-F, at federalobserver.com. That's federalobserver.com. I'm sending these things out as I'm getting them. So if you want a copy, don't hesitate.
Excellent. Okay, let's take some calls quickly now. Terry in Texas, you're next. Hi.
Hi. Just to alliterate what you were saying about the economy, and tie together, as a comment, tie together several thoughts, threads of conversation that occurred with your guest and those people have called. You know, I'm looked at as being demon-possessed when I even mention some of these things you're talking about, and yet nothing is being said when the little puppet that comes before the audience, that Bush's minion, Scott McClellan, comes up there and talks about the economy and says that we're the envy of the world. You can look the camera right in the eye and talk in the microphone.
Yeah, what world is he talking about, though?
Yeah, well, then we create all the jobs. Of course, you know, everything is so disingenuous. It's so, you know, it's
I
so
think he's
obscure.
Talking about the underworld, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, the underworld runs a better operation than we do.
Right. We're envious of them. Never you mind, underworld.
And talk about all the new jobs created. And like your guest is saying, how many of all those new jobs were created were greeting jobs at Walmart? You know, they don't bother to limit. They don't bother to literate any of that information. And it's just, you know, it really just chaffs you. And then to go back even further, dig even deeper. This whole McClellan thing is really weird. McClellan and his brother, they are sons of the lady who is the state comptroller for the state of Texas. She used to be the mayor of the city of Austin. And, you know, so obviously she's got ties with the Bush administration.
Well, it's just more of the Bush cronyism.
This woman's been married. I don't know how many times she's married. Every 5 years she comes out, she runs for another office, and she shouts out another last name. It's just a weird, it's the weirdest thing you've ever seen in your life. And so what goods do they have on these people that McClellan can actually get out in front of a microphone? You mean, I'm just using him as an example, and actually spew these lies in front of people.
That's it. Absolutely.
Well, it seems
to be the Bush family way.
You know, the tragedy is that at any other time in history when we had thinking Americans, these people wouldn't even be allowed to face a camera, to lie directly to the American people and get away with it. We would have lynched them. We would have taken them to the nearest gallows and given them a quick trial and then hanged them. And that's exactly what they deserve because they are traitors. They are selling America's soul down the river of no return.
Well,
thank you for the call, Terry. Yes,
thank
go
you,
ahead.
Terry. Rick, I've always liked Judge Roy Bean's idea of justice. Mm. He finds them guilty and sentence them to death and the sentence to be carried out the next morning.
Immediately.
You don't get 30 years worth of appeals.
I wouldn't even wait till the next morning.
No, I'd stand up in the court and pull out the gun and blow them away right then and
Amen.
There.
Amen. Amen. All right, John in Little Rock. Hello. You're on the program.
Hey, Rabbi, hey. Let me rob the treasury. Online. look here, Rick. Check this out. Y'all know now it's against federal law to threaten a sitting president or retired president. As passed by Congress. Now, here's what I propose. Hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
I propose that me, you, Bush, and Dick Implant Cheney have a friendly gentleman's wrestling match on the Arizona border. Now, here are the rules. Here are the rules, man.
I'm listening.
All right. The winner, okay, vacate Washington, D.C., and the loser get rolled out of town on a rubber raft with some shaving cream and a teddy bear. John Statman would be the referee. So what do you say, Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney? Hey, Rick, you're my tag team partner. I promise not to
silence
cheat.
Silence is golden.
Hey, Rick, I got my hand up like a Boy Scout. I promise not to cheat.
I know you.
You
I
have
know
all
you
three fingers up? John, do you have all three fingers
yes, sir.
Up?
I got my hand up right now. You can't see it, but I promise not to cheat if Rick won't.
Well, and, I haven't got my toes crossed, so I can't make that promise.
Well, if Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney will agree to a gentleman's drop that protection thing on them, and we're going down the Arizona border, we have a friendly tag team wrestling match.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is you inserted the word gentleman into that, and neither one of them are.
Well, we know what the result's going to be to the loser.
There's only one thing missing from this, and that is the fiddle, my friend.
That's
Give
it.
Nero his fiddle. And let him play his tune.
It's going to be a fair match. John Statman going to be the referee.
Well, that's good. That's good.
And the winner, well, we get to declare home rule, leave Washington, D.C. as a vacant shell all by
I got itself. A feeling John would relish that role. Thank
Absolutely.
You very much, John. We
Thanks,
have to run
John.
For the break. Hey, we got Roger and Richie in New Orleans. I think those are going to probably be our last calls because we got a break coming up. When we come back, we'll tackle them. We want you, Jeff Bennett, to give us a quick plan.
Just a couple minutes. We've got a real hot deal. It's
we're
going to
make it real quick. Why don't you just tell us quickly now a little bit? Give us a little tickle.
Let's go for it. I've got literally a one-time deal for 1 hour after I get off the air with you or until these things are gone. I've got an exciting offer on silver. It's not based on today's close on silver at 960. It's based on silver yesterday at 944. Mm-hmm. You want to save some money? I made a very large acquisition, and this is what it's down to. I've got exactly 15 rolls of pure, brand-new, freshly mounted or minted and Hallmark one-ounce silver rounds. That's 15 rolls. That's a total of, 300 pieces. They have to be sold by the roll. They are $215 per roll plus shipping,
mm-hmm.
or $3,102 for the entire load. But I also have 12 rolls of 1 ounce brand new 2006 silver American Eagles, $239 a roll plus shipping, or $2,746 for the whole load. If you're interested, 1-800-691-7898. It's
excellent.
Tonight only.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned, folks. Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of Oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of Oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us. Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, not too much time. That sounds like a great offer, Jeff Bennett, that you just gave on silver.
I'll tell you what, it's a significant savings. Silver closed up some 15, 16 cents today from when I made that purchase yesterday. We're passing that savings on to our clients. I have similar savings in some very small amounts of gold, only a couple of ounces worth, and If they've got an interest, give me a call tonight. I'll take care of the phones for 1 hour after we finish tonight. But as soon as these things are gone, I'll stop answering the phone. Now, you may get voicemail. Leave your name and number. Don't take a chance. Somebody wants the whole load. They're going to save even more money over the per-roll price we put out here tonight.
Right, right.
Let's go back to the last couple of calls.
Okay,
by the way,
quickly, we're going to take them, and we're going to give you just about a minute apiece. Yes, what's the number?
1-800-691-7898. You'll be able to reach me tonight. What do we got, Roger standing by?
Yeah, we got Roger in Pennsylvania. Quickly, Roger.
Yeah, thanks, gents. Under 1 minute, I disagree that you can't reach average Joe and get deep at the same time with a simple line like, if people really understood the incredible theft of wealth out of the dollar mechanism of the Federal Reserve and made possible because of the all-too-happy collusion between Congress and the Fed, which provides the mechanism for all those debt dollars, which the Congress then uses to pretend to take care of us. And as to that valuation of the dollar, it's still overvalued, and it's only a psychological valuation. So that religious faith in the dollar could disappear worldwide overnight. And God bless you all.
All right. Thank you, Roger. Mike. Thanks for keeping it so concise and very much to the point. Richie from New Orleans.
Richie,
our last
how are
call.
You tonight?
All right, Jeff and
good
Rick.
To you.
Doing great. Jeff, would you describe for us, in the event that these banks do close and the economy collapses, what would be the situation in our neighborhoods and our nation in the next couple of days and weeks after the banks close and you can't get your money out?
All right, let him do that and listen off air. Thank you for the call, Richie.
It's going to be obvious chaos. I can only say to people, you know, even though it's January, go back, watch the movie It's a Wonderful Life. Remember what happened when there was a run on the Bailey's Bank because there was a rumor that the bank couldn't deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And, ladies and gentlemen, this is exactly what we could see. We've seen it in this country before, and with everything that's being foisted upon us, I think this is some scary stuff. We're not going to be able to get our money. You're not going to be able to write checks. You better have some cash on hand if the cash is any good. You better have a handful of silver on hand to be able to do a little bit of trading at the gas stations or your local Ockbid Pack Rats mini market. I think it's as simple as that. I wouldn't want to get caught having to rely on my debit card. Nobody's going to be able to take them.
Common sense things. Again, as Clinton said earlier, be prepared to fight it out. Be a survivalist. Get ready. Do things you know that you need to do when you're lost in the forest, okay? Only don't get lost in the forest before you have these things. Well, Jeff, we're just about to the end of this program again.
One fast hour, buddy.
Very exciting tonight. Very good. And God willing, we'll be back again in another 2 weeks to do it all over.
Let's hope, Lord willing, we're still around here in two more weeks.
I think we're going to be around for a little bit longer, quite
I
a bit longer.
I certainly hope so.
But we got a lot of fighting and exposing to do. And, again, ladies and gentlemen, call Jeff right now, 800-691-7898. Jeff?
If you're interested in those silver packages we made tonight, now's the time to call.
Amen,
if you want to talk
Jeff.
About some other stuff, call us tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
Take care.
Bye-bye,
night,
Jeff
Rick.
Bennett. All right. Rick Adams, tomorrow night, Scott and Rick, the dynamic duo, 8 o'clock Central, and that's Scott Smith and Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be back then, God willing. Good night.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.